Author's Playhouse.
Now, Mr. Gallup, will you say what I told you to say? I'm going to kill you, Captain Wallins. First chance I get.
If Lige Gallup hadn't liked playing the flute, this might have been a different story, or none at all. On the other hand, Captain Wallins was a positive personality, and probably would have found some basis for the feud, which Ben Lucian Berman relates in Minstrels of the Mist.
Play that flute of yours, don't you, Captain Warren, huh?
Best darn flute player in the Tennessee River I am, Grigger. And don't you forget it. Anybody ask you about it? You answer like the mate of my two-boat shoe dancer. Listen to this. Trigger, there's that blasted shantyman at Hurricane Towhead, poking fun of me again.
Sure sounds like it, Captain Warren.
You low-down river rat! I told you 3 times to quit mocking me. I'm going to tell you no more. Put away that falute.
Captain Warren, I told you 2 days ago and 2 days before that. And every time you pass, I ain't mocking you. I'm playing 'cause of life music.
Listen to him, Grigger. Why, you river trash, you ain't got sense enough to count 2 and 2. You're going to quit mocking me with that falute, or I'm going to have to make you.
Might be a little careful how you call our names, Captain. Some people that's called Lige Gallup names has been sorry they done it.
What? Wheeler in close, Trigger.
You just be careful, I tell you. I ain't been on this river but a couple of weeks, but that's long enough to find out about you. Don't think you can boss everybody, you see.
We better sheer off, Captain. In this Tennessee mist, you can't see so good. We're mighty close on a shanty boat.
Mocking me again, is he? Trigger, swing her into the Gypsy Jack's paddle wheel. Fronts up square to his shanty boat. Signal the engine room to stop the engines.
All right, Captain.
Hey, what you up to?
You find out, you river trash. Blow your flute at me, will ya? Let her drift in a bit more. Yeah, all right, Trigger. That's good enough. Signal the engine room to turn up the paddle wheel hard.
Hey! This portion of my shanty boat won't stand up under that. The boats ain't strong enough if the waves get too hard.
Don't you want to play something now, Mr. Gallum? Or Gallon, or whatever you said your name was? Here goes his old porch rigger. Slow her down and hold her. I'll play you something now, Mr. Gillen. Something fitting for river trash. Any rags? Any bones? Any bottles to hay? It's the same old story in the same old way. There! How's that suit you, Mr. Gillen? That's what you are. A river rag picker. Worse than a rag picker.
My flute.
You busted it.
There's a new tune for you. Next time a tune will have death in it. Up in the hills where I comes from, we fixes bullies like you quick. It's Lige Gallop a-warning you. Gallop, not Gallon. Don't forget it.
I won't have to remember it.
Give me that wheel, Trigger.
There's your Captain Walters. There was the packing bear you pulled.
I know it. I'm giving that shanty of his in the paddle wheel. I'll bust her up.
Hey! Come back and into me! Come back and into me!
Captain, that's dangerous.
Old river trash can shoot my flute out in my mouth and get away with it.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
There she goes down.
All right. Yeah. You take the wheel and get her out into the river.
Ain't you gonna try to save them, Captain?
We gotta get down to Kinnikinick Furnace. There's tow pig iron. Can't waste all day on account of a river rat.
But, Captain, the river's in flood. And if he's hurt, he'll drown. It'll mean hanging, that's what it'll mean. It'll mean hanging ashore with him a government man. He keeps the line of Hurricane Towhead. It's hanging, I'll tell you.
Who is he, anyways? A shanty boatman.
Well, you can get hanged if you want to, but I won't. I'm going to get him if he ain't drowned already. You circle the boat around and pick us up.
All right,
you
man. Come on now, stand back and give him some air. Give him some air. I'll give him a chance.
I'm going to kill you, Captain Wallins. First chance I get. I give you warning. It ain't right for a man like you to be alive.
Yeah. Where's my deck boss?
Here I am, Captain.
Take that line down. Tie the trash up. Do a good job. Maybe I'll make you my mate like you want to be. Mr. Trigger don't like the way I run the Gypsy Jack.
Sure, Captain Wallins. I'll do just like you say. I'll wrap him up so tight he can't move a finger.
Next time, Mr. Gillen, you won't be in such a hurry to shoot a $54.5 flukes out of people's mouths.
The name's Gallop. And any man who can't play the flute no better than you ain't got no right to have a flute.
Say that again. Maybe I didn't understand what you was a-speaking. Say that again.
Any man can't play the flute no better than you ain't got no right to have a flute. Guess I know flute playing when I hear it. I was the best flute player in all Clay County. When you play, it sounds like a dying rabbit.
You will pay for that. I'll teach you to make remarks about me, what's been playing a flute ever since I was a kid. Take back what you just told me. Say I'm a better flute player than you are. Say it.
You play like a dying rabbit. Worse than a dying rabbit.
Say what I told you to say.
You'll have to kill me first. Now you listen to me. There's that light over the Hurricane Towhead I'm taking care of. There'll be a lot of boats sunk if that lamp ain't lit. You better let me go.
You think you can fool me, huh? Ain't two boats come up here months sides me. That light ain't going to be missed. You got to think of a better excuse than that for getting away. You stay here till you say what I told you to say.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain.
Take him forward the barge we're a-pushing. Let him use them flute playing fingers of his'n, shifting some of them iron pig from port to starboard. Mr. Gellin ain't very strong today, and lifting them nice 200-pound pigs will give him muscle.
I'll sure do that, Captain.
It'll take more than that. Lots more. I ain't gonna say what you want.
All right, Jeff. Put that ball and chain on him so he won't try swimming ashore. And then put him on the pig iron up in the barge. That'll break you, Mr. Gellin. 24 hours of that and you'll be on your knees to me. Or my name ain't Captain Wallins. Like a dying rabbit. And on top of that, fixing it so I have to play my silver and ivory flute all the time. What's that?
I done it, Captain.
Done it? Done what, Jeff?
I done what you wanted. I got rid of him. It's black as a graveyard on the river now, and I seen my chance. I moved the plank a-running from the barge to the boat. So when he came to cross, he walked right into the river. Didn't you hear him splash?
You mean he's a-drowning?
Yeah.
Wait till I get this boat stopped.
Oh, well, Captain, I thought from the way you was a-talking, you all wanted him dead. I seen how mad you was when the mate saved him this afternoon.
Ruining my plans. Wait till I turn this searchlight on. Of all the idiotic things, that's the worst. Well, there he is, hanging on that big branch. Dive in, watch him before he goes down, or you'll be dead right along with him.
All right, Captain Walton.
There goes that Dolph fellow again.
How come he fell in?
Hey, pilot.
There's Jeff going out.
Yes, Captain.
Circle around him. Hey, you, somebody down there. Toss him out of life preserver. Quick, before he goes down. Stand by now. I'm coming down myself.
Got him.
Coming up.
All right, now. Pull him up easy.
Yeah. All right, there.
Lay him down now. Stand back now, here, out in the way. Oh, spilled some liquor down his throat.
I won't say it.
What are you grunting about?
You can drown me 100 times and I'll never say you're a better flute player than me.
You think it was me made you fall in the river?
I know you've done it.
Well, Trigger, you see now, there's shanty gratitude for you. This is the second time we fished him out in the river, and he turns around and says I was trying to drown him.
You saved my life?
Trigger, didn't I?
Yep, he did, Gallop. Honest.
You're strange, you are, Wallins. Strange.
I didn't save you because I fell in love with you all of a sudden. Didn't want you to die till I had the satisfaction of hearing you say what I told you to say. That's all.
Well, anyways, you saved me, and that's a lot. Look, there's the Panther mine tipple on shore. There's a lot of freight trains running out of there. I can hop one and be back to Hurricane Towhead before morning. I want to get back to my life. Let you and me let bygones be bygones. You put me off on shore here. I'll hop a freight and to go to Hurricane Towhead.
Not until you've said what I told you to say.
I'll never say it. Look, here's one way to settle it. Just in case you are a better flute player than me, which I don't think. You play, and then I'll play. The crew will be judges.
I ain't going to let you put your mouth to my silver and ivory flute.
Well, I still got mine. Here it is inside my shirt. If the crew says you can play better than me, all right, I'll say it to you myself. And I won't say nothing about you taking me captive and interfering with commerce and navigation. But if your crew says I can play better than you, then you have to say that to me. And I won't say nothing to the inspector just the same. That's fine, ain't it?
You'll go by whatever the men say?
Yeah. But I can't play right with a ball and chain on my leg.
All right, Jeff, unlock it.
All right, Captain.
Take your proposition. Won't we, boys?
Yes,
sure we will. The boys knows what's what. You play first, Gallon.
Gallop's the name.
Go on, play.
I'll play you Susie on the Mountain. Guess that's my best piece. One place Susie's supposed to be standing by a brook. You can hear the water running. Mighty pretty right there. Listen first.
Contest ain't over yet. I'll play you the Galloping Fire Brigade. It's got bells in it. Bells is harder to play than water. Clap your hands. There. You men heard us both play. Now you decide who plays best. Now judge fair. Who you vote for, Gunny?
Hold on. Your men are scared of you. They won't say what they think. Let them vote the way people does in elections. Secret ballot, they calls it.
Why, you... All right. I guess they know who's best. Don't you, men?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's see. Here's a white label. Open a nail keg. And here's a red poster. And this fruit crate. Jeff, tear them up. Give one of each color to each rooster.
Yeah, Captain Wallens.
Now, red, you men votes for me. Red. Blood. You understand?
Yes, Captain.
All right. And white? You votes for the river trash. Dark in here, nobody can see what color you drops in the hat. That fair enough, shanty man?
Fair enough.
Now, you men vote according to your conscience. And the best man wins. All right. Now, Jeff, you collect the papers in your hat.
Aye, Captain. Red for the captain, red for the shanty man. Red for the captain.
Yeah, got him? All collected now. Now dump them on the floor.
All right, here goes.
Well, Captain Wallace, all I see is one red paper.
Moon crew, eh? Where, you bunch of low-down roughs?
I'll be going now, as soon as you say what you agreed to.
I'll tell you nothing, and you ain't going to leave this boat.
Well, I can still swim. So long!
Come on back, you! Come back or I'll fire! I got a pistol!
Fire away! You shoot west and you play the flute.
I'll get even for that. See that hurricane light yet, Trigger?
Not yet, Captain Wallens.
Watch close. Keep that wheel steady. Can't see a foot in this fog. You don't suppose that shanty trash didn't light up that signal lantern just to spite me? He knows just about when my boat will be coming along.
Or maybe he didn't get back yet.
He had plenty of time to get back. This is our return trip already. knows we can't find our way through Hurricane Towhead Channel without that light. I suppose you're thinking I should have let him go in the first place.
I ain't thinking a thing. There she is. There's the light.
Yes, all right. Keep the proper distance and cut out into the channel.
Well, I'm sure relieved. Wouldn't be no fun piling up on shore at night in the fog.
Don't talk. That channel ain't so wide that you can keep your mind on anything but piloting. Further over to starboard. Yeah, that's right now. Hold her steady now.
Hey,
what's wrong?
We're running ashore. Can't figure it out.
Everybody on shore, fire up. On shore, everybody. Fire up, force your drifts. Get down there and get ashore with them, Trigger. Get the engine crew up, too. We got to tire up and see what the damage is.
All right, Captain, you bear here. Come on, break out that cable.
Work fast, there. Work fast, sail drift. Well, Connor, better get on the bell myself. Keep a hauling there. Keep a hauling. Get her tied up tight, or I'll play the hide off of every mother's son of you.
No, you won't.
Gallop.
Take this. Wrap your hands behind you in no time. Here's something for your mouth to keep you quiet. Listen to me, you fool. I know you'd do it. Just what I figured. You're so used to bullying, you thought you could bully your way through flood and fog. Didn't figure on me moving that light, did you? Shut up. You can't bully your way through that gag. You listen to me now. You made an agreement with me yesterday, and then you busted it. On top of that, you tried to kill me again. You ain't fit to be alive, you ain't. Ought to kill you before you live another minute. I'm going to give you a chance to keep your agreement. I'm going to break you the way you tried to break me. Lay still. I want you to say I can play the flute better than you. If you don't, well, your whole crew's ashore. All I got to do is cut this rope in two, and the current will carry your boat down to Hurricane Steel Mill. And down there's piles of pig iron, standing just a couple of inches out of flood water. They'll rip the bottom out of your man-killing boat. And that'll be the end of your worthless carcass. I'll take the gag out in your mouth. You can answer me. Don't try yelling for your crew. I'll cut the rope right off. Now, say I play the flute better than you.
I won't say nothing.
I'll be coming back in a minute. Will you say it?
No.
And I'm cutting the rope with this hatchet. All right, Mr. Wallen, you're on your way. Me, I'm getting off in the lifeboat. Going now. Anything you want before you die?
Get me my flute.
Where is it?
Inside my shirt.
You want to play something?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'd want to do the same thing as me. But you'll have to play sitting down. Can't trust you with your feet untied.
All right.
Here's your flute.
I'm going to play you a tune. Best tune I know. And it's fitting for the occasion.
What's that?
The song of the ragman again. For you.
Why, you... Got a good mind to put this knife into you.
Any rags, any bones, any bottles today, it's the same old story in the same old way.
What's that?
Any rags, any bones, any bottles today, it's the same old story in the same old way.
Well, I'll be... You're a bad man, but you're brave. I ain't got no right to kill a man as brave as you. All right. I'm cutting you loose. Come on, we'll get ashore in the lifeboat.
Oh, I hate to lose my boat. Mr. Clearing, there's a chance of running her up on Sand Point and sticking her there. Well,
go ahead if you want to. I'm getting ashore.
Oh, I can't hold the wheel by myself in a current like this. Not by myself.
All right.
I'll help you. Let's get up there fast.
The point's right close now. Take just a minute to get it.
I know.
Well, grab a hold of the wheel.
Got it.
Turn her over.
I'm turning. There's the point. We're right on it.
Got to make it.
Yeah.
Pull.
Yeah.
Pull hard.
I am.
Pull.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made it. She'll stick here a while yet. We can tie her up later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my $90 silver falute.
What for?
For that shanty of yours I busted. Gillip.
Oh. A shanty's only shanty. With a flute like that, that's something.
Well, anyway, you're a better flute player than I am.
Well, I'll be darned. Hey, Wallins, do you know the Galloping Fire Brigade?
Well, of course I do. Why?
Well, let's play a duet.
Well, I'll be darned. That's a good idea, Gallop.
Fine. I'll beat out the time, huh? One, two.
Have heard Ben Lucian Berman's story, Minstrels of the Mist, adapted for Authors Playhouse by Jack Bentcover and directed by Herbert Lateau. Clock Rider and Charles Eggleston were heard as Captain Wallens and Lige Gallop. The musical score was composed by Roy Shield, and the orchestra was conducted by Joseph Galicchio. Next week, same time, same station, Author's Playhouse will bring you James Street's amusing tale of Mississippi Swamp Folk, that old Gordon place. This is the National Broadcasting Company.